I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have all adjusted our optimism this morning now that Brody Van Wagenen told us to yesterday. And he said the Mets are going to remain the same, same manager, same players. Nothing really drastic will happen with this team. They will just keep charging. And charging they did last night as they actually won a baseball game after getting swept by the Marlins. But the Yankees, the bigger story on the field, at least, with an amazing comeback aided by the ineptitude of the Orioles. Jerry Recco is here with all the details. Good morning, Jerry.
All right, good morning. We're brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. See the redesigned 2020 Range Rover Evoque at Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro. Would you like the Mets first or the Yankees first?
I thought
we were going the Mets, and then you just surprised me with the Yankees.
Yes.
All right, so let's do the Yankees, who appeared that they would lose. They were down 6-1 in this game after 5 in Baltimore. The Orioles are horrific, and the Yankees are one of the best teams in baseball, and they would come back. Now, they were helped out a little bit. They get it back to 7-7 in the ninth, and you would have thought they would have gone to the bottom of the ninth even, but no.
Swung on a high pop behind the plate. Severino coming back has a play, and it drops. He overran the ball. Drop foul.
They are not a good team. With the call on the fan. I don't know what else to say other than exactly what you thought would happen next.
The 1-1. Swung on. Drilled to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run for the Sanchino. A 2-out ninth inning 3-run blast. Oh, that Gary is scary.
Yeah, made it 10-7. Yankees win it 10-7. John again on the fan.
Good night, Moon.
Yeah, good night, Orioles is what it was. They get the victory. They move 12 games over 500 now to 29-17. Zach Britton, the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman, his 12th save along the way. You had Aaron Hicks with the game-tying sac fly. You had Gleyber Torres hitting home runs. All was really good. The only thing that you didn't like probably last night was Jay Happ, who did not pitch all that well, but he feels like things will come around.
I'm doing my best to kind of maintain and kind of trust that it's going to be there like it has been. I think that's all I can do.
So that's the negative.
He's not turning into Sonny Gray, is he?
No.
Good starts, yeah. But he does give you a stinker once in a while, and last night it was a stinker. Here's Gleyber Torres. He has feasted on Baltimore.
I just try to do my job. I'm coming every game, just try to do my job, and I think I'm just how I look it. Just try to hit really well, and I do.
I love this guy, man.
Nothing not to like.
I mean, they move him over to shortstop. He's fine. He's still offensive. I mean, he's fine, right?
Yeah, and nine games against the Orioles at .486 with home runs.
That's what everybody should be doing against the Orioles.
They are, pretty much. Here's Aaron Boone on his catcher, Gary Sanchez, and the big home run.
When Gary goes up there and throws a good at bat, he's as dangerous as anyone in the world.
DJ LeMahieu, a couple more hits, including an RBI single. Tonight, Domingo Germán, who is 8-1 with an ERA of 2.50, faces David Hess. We will have it on the fan with coverage at 6:25. All right, as for the Mets, yes, you got a couple of home runs early from Amed Rosario, Pete Alonso, Todd Frazier, and Carlos Gomez, then driving runs in the third with a single and a double. But this game got tight and late. They could have used an insurance run, and the Mets got it by way of Dominic Smith.
Lines up the middle, a base hit. Carlos Gomez scores from third. Dominic Smith breaks out of a 1-for-15, swinging at the first pitch and slamming a base hit to center to give the Mets a 5-3 lead.
I would also say that Carlos Gomez has brought a little energy.
Well, he didn't have a hit, really,
but he's brought some energy, man. You know what I mean? He gets the hit last night. He's on base. He's like clapping. Come on, let's go. You know what I mean? I like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been that type of
good
energy player. But yeah, that was a big hit for him.
This team needs some freaking energy.
Well, and they also got it early with the home runs. Here's Callaway.
That was big. You know, you have trouble
scoring runs for a couple days, and then you pop a couple of homers in the first, it does allow you to breathe a little bit. Probably takes a little bit of pressure
especially with what happened, you know, earlier in the day. Wilmer Font went four, and then it was Gagneau that went two for the win.
He comes in, he throws strikes. He's got a plus-plus changeup as a weapon that he can throw to both righties and lefties, and he gets ahead.
And the other thing you had in this game before we get to the Broadster was Adam Eaton and Todd Frazier.
Yeah.
So they got into a history together, the third inning, right? It was after the double play ball. And I know Mason, M-A-S-N, did pick it up, them two kind of getting into it a little bit from a distance. And, yeah, they don't like each other from their days of playing together with the White Sox. And so Adam Eaton was asked about it after the game, if I can just find it here. So first of all, it basically seems like he just doesn't shut up, meaning Frazier.
I don't know if he wants to talk to me in person or have a visit or what it is, but like I said, he's always yelling across the infield at me. He's making a habit of it.
He says he can only take so much.
I ignored him a couple times as he's chirping coming across. You know, I had it to the point where, you know, I'm not going to say the saying that I want to say, but... You got to be a man at some point. So I turned around and had a few choice words with him.
All right. But this is the one I like, because Al always talks about how when you get the baseball fights, they're not really fights.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because usually you get the guy that's, you know, kind of waiting until someone holds him, and then they go like a lunatic. Well, he basically calls out Frazier for that.
It's funny, you know, I was walking towards him, and then he didn't really want to walk towards me, but as soon as someone held him back, then he was like all of a sudden was really impatient, like trying to get towards me.
Has there ever been a less interesting feud in the history of sports than these two guys?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
So they were teammates together.
Yeah.
With the White Sox.
Right. And they don't like each other still.
So they didn't like each other when they were teammates.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Now, the thing with Brody that you're referencing, at what point, because I'm halfway through it, at what point did he say that? Because
He was with Mike.
No, I know that. I'm saying, was it late in the interview? Because I'm about halfway through.
Yeah, I think
and so far, everything I'm hearing is exactly what I wanted
to
say.
Yeah, no, it was probably must have been late if you hadn't heard it yet. But yeah, just adjust our optimism and keep charging.
All right, well, here he is. Says not all of this is on Mickey Callaway.
We just haven't played well enough, and I'm not going to put that, and the organization is not going to put that on Mickey, because we all have to look ourselves in the mirror here.
He does acknowledge they have an uphill battle going forward.
We have to face reality. We're five games under 500. Our probability from winning the division went down from where it was opening day, but we think that we can still change that.
And he takes responsibility for the 21-25 start.
When I look at myself in the mirror, you know, we have to recognize we have not been good enough.
I do like the one where Mike asked him point blank, what mistakes have you made as a first-year GM?
Cano and Diaz and Ramos some of the other guys we brought in via trade or free agency, you know, they have not gone to the level that we expected. I don't view those as mistakes yet.
He says time will tell, and until then he's not going to judge himself just yet. But I thought he said a lot of good things. The one thing you don't want to hear was, well, Seth Lugo placed on the 10-day DL.
Yeah, which is a much bigger deal than the Cespedes thing right now, but it's just that it's not as funny.
And then I actually thought the Cespedes thing was a joke when I saw it.
Sure.
He goes, is this true that Cespedes broke his ankle? I said, no, he had heel surgery. He goes, okay, but they're saying that he broke his ankle. I'm like, no, he had surgery on both heels. He goes, you might want to check because I think he broke his ankle. Where'd he break his ankle?
Yep.
And he broke his ankle.
Yeah. Stepped in a hole.
And multiple
was
spots.
Out on a stroll. Started to slip. Then I lost control. I stepped in a hole. That was not my goal. Started to slip. Then I lost control.
Aye, aye, aye. Is that your version of a rap?
No, it's Nine Inch Nails.
That's a great song.
That's like techno metal from the 90s.
Yeah, Trent Reznor. Yeah,
oh, actually, wow. Really good stuff.
What the hell that was? That was,
oh, I know, it was awful. No, it was very good. Play that one again and again. That one's a good one. And by the way, I know you guys left like after opening pitch, and you might have left in the second inning. But even like Edwin Diaz,
why are you calling your boys out like that?
No, I was there until 9 o'clock.
Edwin Diaz hits the first guy, gives up his first and second, nobody out. And it's like, never easy.
And by the way, they trotted out Jerry's Familia for a second inning. He did not finish the second inning.
No, of course not.
I was thinking about you that entire time when he came out there for his second inning, because that's the thing you hate more than anything.
I was like, get him out of there.
Zach Wheeler and Eric Fetty do go tonight. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 12-2. Phillies over the Cubs in 10, 5-4. JT Realmuto, the go-ahead home run in the 10th there. Braves by the Giants 4-1. And the Astros 11-1 in their last 12 games, shut out the White Sox 3-0. All right, NBA, and it seems like it happens every single year. Well, it does for the last five. The Warriors going to the finals.
Curry trying to relocate, gets free, doubled immediately on the catch, over to Draymond for three. It's up and good. Draymond Green, 119-150. Golden State and Portland wants time.
And they needed time. Tim Roy on Warriors Radio, 119-117, the final score. First time we see two guys in the same playoff game with triple doubles. Draymond Green, 18 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. Steph Curry, 37 points, 13 boards, 11 assists. And for a fifth straight year, they are going to the NBA Finals. Steve Kerr, good luck stopping my two guys.
Draymond is an amazing playmaker, and Steph is so lethal that he's going to draw a lot of attention. So they have a real knack for working the pick and roll together.
And it certainly is working. Kerr and his team going back to the finals.
I just think the experience of winning titles helps you in these moments, and it helps you continue to move forward.
Yeah, they're just playing like a relaxed brand of basketball. Like it's like in the middle of the season. It's ridiculous. And this is all without Kevin Durant. They haven't lost a game since he left.
That would be a great storyline if Durant came back for the finals and then they lost.
Huh.
That would be a great storyline after not losing a game since he's been hurt. I mean, that would be incredible.
And it's the third time in 3 years that the Trailblazers have been swept in a series.
In a series, yes. Mm-hmm. At least they did get out of one, though. Green pointed to some of their defense they did play and have played in this postseason.
We knew if we wanted to have a chance to win that game that we was going to have to make a stand defensively, and that's what championship basketball is all about.
Here's Lillard, who does exit with the playoff sweep.
The level of play is higher. It's more on the line.
And it certainly has not worked out well, and this is to your point.
Coming off back-to-back sweeps, I mean, it's another sweep, but he'd rather be swept in the Western Conference Finals than in the first round.
Yeah, you know, their fourth quarter, Portland only scored 16 points to the point of Draymond Green playing defense. That's where they won the game in the fourth quarter, allowing only 16 points. And, you know, those guys, it's amazing. It's amazing now that the basketball is available for Thompson. It's available for Iguodala. It's available for Green. Green hits that big three-point play, three-point shot towards the end of the game. And it's just, I don't know. It's unbelievable watching this. This is like a crazy story. You lose the best player on the planet.
But, I mean, it's unique because this was a championship team before they added
Kevin
Durant.
I know that, but still, it's a huge story. And you're talking about a player that is most
likely, like the Bucks losing Giannis and then doing this. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but you're still talking about a player in Kevin Durant. Now, I wonder how bad that calf really is. Is it the calf or is it the Achilles?
Well, if he tore his Achilles, we'd know by now. And there's no way they'd be able to hide that. I think it's his calf. He's had calf problems in the past.
He's not even close.
Yeah, well, they don't need him either. That's the other issue with here. It's like, why are you going to rush back and jeopardize that injury or hurting it further when you don't even need him?
Don't you think, like, this is, like, the biggest story in sports right now? Overall, in totality, they're going to the championship. They haven't lost a game without Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant's sitting there, most likely going to leave via free agency, hopefully coming to the Knicks. I mean, it's like...
And in fairness, Damian Lillard did play the last 2.5 games with a floating rib in his body.
Yeah.
So he wasn't at 100% either.
I mean, they were a favorite still in the series. I mean, I don't think it's as crazy as you think. I just remember the Warriors at their best in a regular season were out without Kevin Durant. They won a championship without him, too.
That's what I'm saying. They're playing better basketball now than they ever have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just what level of great are they? You know, I mean, it's not like they weren't great with Kevin Durant. I mean, they won 2 championships. You won 2 finals MVPs. I mean, they're just
I'd
whatever.
Like to see this group against Milwaukee.
Yeah, it'd be
without
fun.
Durant.
It'd be,
I don't know that they can beat Milwaukee without
him. I mean, I'm not doubting them in any. I mean, I just that team is, you know, first finals too, you know, with all the experience that this group has. I mean, I would heavily favor Golden State, but we'll see. I don't know. Durant, every time you hear an update, it's not a good one with him.
Couple of things from football. Jets head coach Adam Gase says Monday he was surprised with Christopher Johnson when he told him that he was firing Mike Maccagnan. He denies that there was any power issues between the two. You have Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster, a season-ending ACL tear in his left knee Monday. The Bucs released defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, and Eli Manning spoke his first impression of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I think Daniel, throws it well and a good kid. You know, just trying to pick up the offense. I've been here 2 weeks, so a lot going on.
And I don't know why I find this funny. Janoris Jenkins also spoke, because he's like the grizzly veteran now,
sure,
on the defensive side, especially in the secondary. I don't know why I find it funny when an adult is calling him by his nickname.
Jack Rabbit, when you get young guys asking you a bunch of questions, does that help you sharpen your game as well?
Of course, because they let me know that I got to be on top of my game at all times.
I don't know why I find that
Jack
amusing.
Rabbit. Excuse me, Jack Rabbit.
It's funny to me.
And Jack Rabbit speaks fast.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah, he does. And Landon Collins gone.
Like I told y'all, nothing surprised me in the NFL. Everything and every move they make is always about business.
So remember, business is business, right?
Business is business.
That's exactly right. Okay. Game 6 for the Sharks and Blues tonight. St. Louis up 3-2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.